Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Tuesday, December 24th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, vehicular accident leaves one dead. From the region, workers' union silent following talks with Barbados government. And internationally, NSA leaks, Snowden declares mission accomplished. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of J.R. Stefan & Company Limited, L.A. Dupini, Subway and Quartz Dominica. Details coming up.
It's Christmas with Ozone. Purchase any two of these sizes Ozone laundry detergents, 900 grams, 1750 grams and 3500 grams and enter to win a fully automatic washing machine. First prize winner will receive a fully automatic 16-kilo top-loading Frigidaire washing machine. Second prize winner will receive a fully automatic 5-kilo ocean washing machine. And there will be six lucky customers who will receive free Ozone hampers. Just write your name, address, and telephone number on the ticket provided and place it in the box at a location near you. Promotion starts December 6th and ends January 4th, 2014. Ozone products are available island-wide. Assefans, right place, right price. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Dexter Warrington, certified interior decorator for the past decade, and my world is a colorful and exciting one. I love decorating for Christmas to see spaces transformed into something beautiful. To do this, I go to L.A. Dupini Fabric Store, where I get all my wonderful fabrics and accessories, throw pillows, blinds, curtains, and many other items for that exquisite look and finish. Decorating and shopping at L.A. Dupini brings me great satisfaction. L.A. Dupini is my Christmas fabric store.
L.A. Dupini is open late until 5 p.m. for the month of December.
Honey, you remember the passports, right?
Yep.
And the Italian Facebook?
Got it.
This is gonna be so delicious.
Welcome to Subway Restaurant. Care to try a sub from our Italian collection?
Escape to Italy with the new Italian collection. Try the chicken pizziola melt, Italian BMT, or the meatball pepperoni melt and discover our new favorite. Subway, eat fresh.
Share the joy with Christmas wishes from Quartz. Exciting and different, unbelievable but true. Quartz brings these Christmas wishes to you. From December 20th to 24th, grab it and go. Only at Quartz. Get that last-minute gift with our wide range of products. Get up to 50% off anything you can leave with from the store or pick up at the warehouse. But hurry, shop now. This offer is only on for 4 days. Remember, all season long, Quartz will bring you different Christmas wishes. So tune in every day to find out more. Quartz, bringing value home.
A flash flood warning is in effect for Dominica due to heavy rains associated with the trough system which is currently affecting the island. The Dominica Met Service has advised that residents exercise extreme caution as grounds already saturated due to previous rainfall activity. The warning came into effect at 6 a.m. on December 24th. The complete weather outlook for Dominica and the entire Lesser Antilles is as follows. Moisture and instability associated with the trough system will continue to generate cloudiness, shower and thunderstorm activity across parts of the region during the next 24 to 48 hours. Residents in areas prone to flooding, landslides and falling rocks should exercise extreme caution as grounds are already saturated. Moderate sea conditions are expected during the next 24 to 48 hours with swells peaking near 8 feet. Small craft operators and sea bathers, particularly on the East Coast, should continue to exercise caution. Heavy rainfalls on Christmas Eve has left some Dominicans misplaced and others stranded. Journalists around the island braved the storms, giving live reports in a number of flooded or cut-off communities, many saying that the situation is dire. Journalist Carlisle John-Baptiste says the conditions in the southern part of the island can be considered a real disaster. When estimates of the damages are calculated, John-Baptiste says he expects the figures to be well in the million-dollar range.
It's a real disaster. It's a real disaster from what I've seen coming from the Geoffrey Scott said Point Michel area. You know, even this across at the Anchorage Hotel also, they too have to seek refuge. And it's total disaster. I am sure by the time we get estimates, it's going to be in the millions of dollars in terms of work to be done and repair work. In fact, a number of houses have been affected in Loubière, in Point Michel, in the Castle Comfort area. And as we can see, right across Citronier also, it's going to take much of a do.
Meanwhile, Q95's news representative on site at Castle Comfort caught up with Minister for Public Works, Raymond Blackmore. Blackmore says the recovery effort is ongoing in that area, but is expected to take the best part of the day to complete.
Apparently, most of the issues seem to have transferred in the southern part of the country. That must be that we have other areas that are affected, but as you can see for yourself, in the Newton area, Superior Scott, Red Point, Michel, and Castle Comfort, also in the Bobo area, Gombe. So what we're trying to do actually is to, first of all, is to clear the major access, as you say, the main road.
Yeah.
And based on what I've been advised, the Newton road should be cleared in the next half an hour for vehicular traffic flow.
Yeah.
But the actual cleanup in a comprehensive way will take a whole day.
A young girl of Marigot is now dead following a vehicular accident which occurred around 6:30 p.m. on Monday, December 23rd, between Hampstead and Calabishi. The deceased has been identified as 12-year-old Kayla Jarpier. Police PRO Inspector John Carbon has more details.
12-year-old Kayla Jeannie Pierre of Marigot is now dead following a vehicular accident which occurred about 6:30 p.m. on December 23, 2013 at Windblow, which is an area between Hampstead and Calabishi. Bus registration number HB555, driven by Antonio Charlie Murphy of Ben, was traveling to the northeasterly direction when he encountered difficulty with the bus. The bus struck an embankment, overturned, then plunged into a ravine. The 13 persons who were on the bus, including the driver, were taken to the Marigot Hospital, where they were treated. Kayla was pronounced dead at the hospital, while four other persons, including the driver, were admitted. Others were discharged. A coroner's inquest will be convened into Kayla's death, and a post-mortem will follow.
A five-member agricultural technical team from the Kingdom of Morocco is currently on island to advance discussions for the implementation of a project for soil fertility mapping for agricultural development in Dominica and other Eastern Caribbean islands. According to a release from the Office of the Prime Minister, the mission represents a first step towards the reinforcement of scientific and technical partnerships between Morocco and Dominica in the agricultural sector, through the integrated management of irrigation, water resources and fertilizers for increased productivity and quality of agricultural products. The project, scheduled to be implemented in January 2014, is specifically aimed to design and develop a geo-reference soil information and expert system, fertilizer recommendations for major crops, the establishment of a national fertilizer program, and to develop the human and technical capacity of farmers and extension agents in terms of soil information and fertility monitoring and management. The project will develop the national technical capacity for maximizing farmers' profits and enhancing farming efficiency while maintaining good environmental stewardship and reinforcing the extension system in devising soil fertility and fertilization guidelines for major crops. According to the release, while in Dominica, the Moroccan delegation will also hold similar discussions with agricultural officials from St. Kitts and Nevis, Grenada and St. Lucia. Reports reaching Q95 News this morning indicate that some bus and tour operators are dishonestly persuading visitors onto tours which they are well aware they are unable to complete due to road closures and blockages. Radio personality Angelo Allen is urging local operators to refrain from this type of dishonest activity. Allen says drivers must place safety as their first priority, especially when carrying visitors on tours during such weather conditions.
We know how it is, and you know it's Christmas Eve, so some people might just want to hustle. But you might hustle a living today, and it might affect making a living legitimately when January comes. And so be sensitive to the situation, and I would like to sensitize my brothers and sisters of in the transportation business today, particularly those of you entrusted with moving tourists from one location to another. It's not a good day to move anybody, quite frankly. It's a big risk. And don't try to trick them. If somebody says they want to go to Champagne, tell them the road is blocked right outside of Point Michel. Right in the Lubia area, the road might be blocked right there. So let them know. Please do that for all of us as Dominicans.
From the region, the National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, is keeping silent following 3 hours of talks Monday with officials from the Ministry of the Civil Service in the wake of the announcement by the Barbados government that it would retrench at least 3,000 workers as it seeks to revive an ailing economy. Last week, the National Union of Public Workers, which represents the majority of public workers there, said that it had submitted 6 proposals to the government in a bid to save the jobs of thousands of workers who are likely to be retrenched from early next month. Media reports last week said that the proposals include voluntary retirement, amendments to the Pensions Act which would allow officers to receive their pension and gratuity at age 60, incentive for early retirement at age 55, which would include 1 year salary in bonds and reduction of the work week. But as he emerged from the closed-door meeting on Monday, NUPW General Secretary Dennis Clark would not comment on the outcome of the meeting. But he did indicate that the union was hoping for a miracle in keeping with the Christmas season. The union is due to hold another meeting with its membership following the Christmas break. The government said that the first 2,000 job cuts would take place by January 15th, followed by others by March 1st. And internationally, former National Security Agency NSA contractor Edward Snowden, who leaked details of U.S. electronic surveillance programs, says he's achieved his aim. In terms of personal satisfaction, the mission's already accomplished, he told the Washington Post. I already won, said Mr. Snowden, whose extensive leaks have caused a reassessment of U.S. surveillance policy. The 30-year-old was interviewed in Russia, where he was granted temporarily asylum on August 1st. Mr. Snowden fled the U.S. in late May, taking a huge cache of secret documents with him. He faces espionage charges in the U.S. And that's this afternoon's Midday News package, but first, a recap of the headlines. Vehicular accident leaves one dead. From the region, workers' union silent following talks with Barbados government. And internationally, NSA leaks Snowden declares mission accomplished. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of J.R. Stefan and Company Limited, L.A. Dupini, Subway and Quartz Dominica. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website, www.q95fmradio.com, to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakeisha Labasir, wishing you a Merry Christmas.